What is up, coffee crew? It has been a minute. Welcome back to the podcast. Man, we haven't even done the podcast in a minute. So, guys, welcome back. We're super excited to bring you guys another episode, another coffee crew episode of our podcast. So many things to share, so many things to talk about. So let's just kind of explain ourselves. Where have we been this whole time? So for those of you that are new here, my name is Lalo.
My name is Minnie.
And I'm George.
And yeah, we're part of Coffee Crew Co. So I know we've got a couple new followers throughout the years and since the podcast. So I just want to kind of reintroduce ourselves again and stuff like that. But we've been missing for quite a while now, I think.
I was going to ask if we checked. Like, when we posted our last podcast.
I haven't checked. No idea. You can probably check it for us. So it's been a really long time since we've launched an episode for the podcast. And we thought it'd be appropriate to kind of start off the year, start off Coffee Crew Co. with a new episode on, for the podcast. But how long has it been since we last uploaded?
It's been 4 months. August 29th, August 2020. 29th.
Podcast, that yeah. The podcast, right?
The podcast.
Yeah, the podcast.
Oh, wow. I feel like I think it was more because of...
Wait. The last one was the trivia.
A video. Oh.
So it was kind of more like a video style.
Have podcast.
Yeah, have podcast.
Have video.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't checked out our YouTube channel, you guys can check that out as well. That's where we do check a lot of cool videos and brewing videos. And we've done a lot throughout the years. And I think we'll get into that later. But we're going to kind of look back at all the things we've done in Coffee Crew. And I know it's been an interesting year, at least. But let's kind of talk about what we've been up to.
Well, actually, it's 2021, so the year just started. It was an interesting last year.
It's still an interesting beginning of the year.
But
let's kind of just start talking about what we've been up to, kind of where have we been, even in our personal lives. We want to talk about that and to kind of just update the crew since it's been a long time. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well. So if you guys want to either send us a message or maybe in the comments section as well. You guys want us to say what you guys have been up to, any new projects, anything
any questions,
any cool new coffee shops out there. But George, you want to just kind of take us out
and put
you
under the
bus on that one? Okay.
So, obviously this past year was freaking weird for everybody, right? A lot of crazy things happened. Politics, just nature stuff, like COVID obviously, and obviously that affected us all pretty crazily. I was laid off from work for a big amount of the year last year, and it felt good getting back to work, and that was cool, and seeing people again, and even though it's still not back to normal,
right.
It was definitely cool getting that part of, like, I guess, normalcy, quote unquote, back.
How was it getting back to your
latte art,
to the barista stuff? Yeah, coffee making all that stuff.
Latte art. It was actually I was like I think the first day that I went back, I think I closed. So obviously that's by yourself. Because it's not two people closing anymore. It's by yourself. So I remember being like nervous, like, am I gonna remember how to do this stuff? But it came back pretty easy. Like, some of the stuff, it was like recipes that I forgot. Sometimes like with the oat milk, or like the chocolate, like certain little things, like where I used to be able to, like, you know, make off the dome. Like I had to go back and like sit down and be like, wait, what was that recipe again?
And guys, I think I have a good question. Since obviously we're Coffee Crew Co., it's about coffee and all that stuff, but have you seen like a change, like an impact to the coffee business? Like, as far as like, I know Cova is like a bunch of tourists and like the hotel's like right by it.
Yeah.
So have you seen like either a decrease or how have people reacted to like COVID and getting coffee?
Right.
Coffee shops again.
Yeah. Or just like, I know, like, it sucks for us. Like, we love having a coffee, like, at the shop or here in a glass cup. And, like, has anybody complained or, like, said anything about it?
Yeah. I mean, like now I get even less people that give trouble for that kind of stuff. Like, most people, they know right away. But even in the beginning, like, I remember having to tell people multiple times, like, hey, you're not supposed to be in here. You know, like, we don't have dining in or anything like that.
Damn.
But it's crazy because right now, like, especially like for the coffee shop that I work at in Cove in downtown, it's a big business district, mm-hmm. and it's a big tourism spot. And obviously right now there's no tourism, and there's, and everybody's working from home.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty slow, and I mean, we're hanging in there, but it sucks for people like in, like for bit small businesses in that area. I've heard like through friends and like, and like friends in the coffee shops, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, that like the ones like North Park, or like, for those of you who don't know North Park, but it's like the more like the community ones, mm-hmm. like the ones where people actually live and actually have parking, yeah. like those, they're doing fine. Like yeah. they have people coming in all the time. Mm-hmm. It's more like
destination ones, yeah. that you have to go out of your way
right
to get there.
Yeah. And like yeah. the ones that you know, have like, you know, they kind of rely on business people who work there all the time.
Yeah.
People in offices and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's been pretty interesting seeing everybody, and like, it's cool seeing some regulars, and definitely miss some of the regulars that we used to have. But yeah, hopefully little by little starts coming back.
Yeah, well, that's good though. You guys are still hanging in there. I mean, I know a lot of people had to close down right. their doors and stuff like that, but it just sucks because like the one of the big things coffee shops are is like community kind of places. So it's like now you gotta kind of like not that you want to, but you kind of have to push him out now, and mm-hmm. say you can't hang out here.
Right, that was part of one of the more saddest parts too, is like just like looking over at the, you know, at the shop at Cova, where anybody has been there, there's a lot of seating area oh, inside, yeah. and like just looking, I remember the first couple of like weeks just seeing there and like nobody inside mm-hmm. the store. Yeah. Yeah, that's always sad, and like it sucks seeing it that way. And especially in downtown, for such a hub spot or a hub for you know, tourism and all these people coming in, and mm-hmm. it sucks seeing it that way.
Yeah,
hey, it's a ghost town. Yeah, that's cool, dude. I'm glad you're working again and mm-hmm. making some money and coffee.
Yeah, some money. Back in the coffee.
Yeah, yes. I miss the coffee business sometimes. Like working the coffee, but it's cool also to like come at it and like enjoy coffee, like that's, like when I go visit you guys, right. and kind of have to taste it, it's like, oh man, so good. But Mini,
so good.
So for me, well, last year was very like tough for me, because as most of you guys know, I was working for a friend's small business, Barbershop Heaven, and they really suffered through like this whole shutdown kind of thing. They, like, the first part of the year, they couldn't really be open. So, like, they were obviously struggling. So, I obviously had to be let go during that time. And so, I was without a job for, like, the whole year. Still right now. Mm. But starting, like, when was it? When did we announce?
For what?
So, last year, like, towards the end of the year, we announced our new business venture, Better Media. So, for the past couple of months, that's what I've been working on and just trying to get that started off. But yeah, that's really all I've been up to right now. Trying to get that to go and get it going.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How do you spend the time at home when you're not doing like Better Media stuff?
Well, it's kind of hard. That's why, like, I don't know if we're going to get into this, but I've been trying to be like, get more stuff done, because in the beginning when I was just at home, like, it was so easy to just like binge a Netflix series and like do nothing. Basically, like at the end of the day, like Lala would come like, oh, well, how was your day? And I'd be like, or, like, what'd you do today? I'm like, what did I do today? So it's been like trying, like, hard for my, like, to get myself like, okay, snap out of it, get some stuff done, like be
productive.
Yeah, maybe. Be productive daily, like somehow, like no matter what it is. But so now I've been trying to do like little things, work on Better Media more, I think, because I was working on it for like couple hours in the day. Now I'm like trying to do like as if I was working like full-time for Better Media for a little bit, and then just doing like normal wife things.
Yeah. I remember when I first got laid off, Lalo, like all, I don't know, I think it was in the podcast too that you asked me too, like, what do you do? like but he was like, so like, what do you do at home all day?
And it's cause, yeah, it's because he was working, so it's like, right. And, like, for us, we're like, well, we can't really do anything. Yeah. And we felt, like, I always felt, like, in the beginning, like, oh, like, is it bad that I'm going to say, like, all I really have been doing is watching Netflix? And, like, which I think, like, that's what a lot of us, like looking back in the first part of last year, was like everyone did the same thing and went through the like same phase of watching like Tiger King and Tiger like King. All Tiger these King. Like series all together. Yeah.
Tiger
yeah.
King started COVID.
Well, I think we were all like, or maybe you guys felt that way, that you're all waiting for it, COVID, to kind of like die out or like just finish up, you know? So it's like, okay, once this thing is going out of the way,
like get back to normal.
Let's get back to like grinding and whatever you gotta do. So I think it's like now that everybody's like, okay, this thing is here to stay for a little longer, then let's adjust our things and okay, let's. Which I think for us, like, and thank God, you know, you had the resources and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think for like small businesses, they had to like adapt every single moment of their business.
When it was constantly changing, rules and regulations.
Yeah. So like imagine for them where we have to like adjust it.
Yeah,
in seasons. Crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Because for us, even like as like we were like adjusting too, when like 1 week it would be open to go ahead and like you can go eat at restaurants, next day, oh, they're closed again. Yeah. You can go get a haircut, oh, it's closed again. Like we ourselves are adjusting. So imagine them.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and yeah, I think that's just part of it right now. It's just we have to adapt and kind of like feel things out and continue to do our best to stay safe and healthy, but still productive and get things done. It's hard. So if you guys are out there, like if you need to hear somebody tell you guys to get out there and do something and
be productive and just somehow
get it done. Yeah. Like don't let the Rona stop you.
Yeah. How's it been just working? Be safe, though.
Good. Yeah. I think it was a little scary at first. Cause I was like, oh shoot. Like I'm exposed to a lot of people and money every day.
Right.
Boxes and packages.
Yeah, so it's definitely...
They put coronavirus hard in the box or what?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, you know, like, during the beginning part of the COVID, there was different, like, information coming out all the time. Like, COVID can last for 3 days on the surface. And then it's, like, now transmittable, whatever, passed through the air. And then boxes and packages. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck? So, yeah. But, I mean, like, thank God none of us have gotten COVID.
Right.
So we've been all staying safe and stuff like that. But
have you gotten, like... people going super extra at work?
Like customers?
Yeah.
Like extra like...
Like as far as gloves?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's people that like come in with the whole thing. No, I see people with the whole thing. Like they have their gloves and then they use hand sanitizer on the gloves. It's like... It's kind of sucky because like somewhere along that chain you have to kind of
touch something at some point.
You know what I mean? So it's something. Yeah, it's a tough one. But yeah,
I see. Whatever gives them like peace of mind.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But for the most part, people have been very respectful of all the requirements of face masks. So
I got a married couple that came in. They were wearing double masks.
Oh,
both of them. They were wearing a mask and then a mask on top of that and gloves and like. It was too much. I was like, okay.
Hey, whatever you gotta do, you know? Yeah, I guess.
I think last time I went to COVID, too, a couple had walked in, they were wearing goggles. Like, full-on, like, goggles.
Protective.
And I was like, okay. If that, maybe it helps them, like, from touching their eyes, you know?
Yeah, we never know out there, man.
I respect it.
This reminds me of, like, SpongeBob. You know, when they have to like, do the whole...
Which one?
Plastic wrap, or does he get sick or something like that?
Huh?
Doesn't he get sick, or he has, like...
The suds.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
It was suds, but it wasn't.
I don't know
when he gets sick.
What's plastic?
It takes part out.
I just know when he gets the suds, and they have to like use him like as a toy.
Yeah,
an actual sponge.
And then,
that's what I meant, but I don't know. I was thinking he would be protected or something like that. I think I added that in my head. But anyway, so
I'm sure we'll find it.
Funny is to like think back that how I had announced about moving jobs,
right?
But I don't think COVID had hit then. Right.
It was like I want to say like 2 weeks after you
after
moved.
That.
Yeah.
And that's when COVID hit. So yeah, I'm just thinking
two, 3 weeks maybe.
That I kept a job throughout the pandemic because it's a post office kind of thing. So yeah, that's good.
Essential.
Yeah, I would say. But yeah, everything's been good though as far as my thing.
Anything else new besides work?
Was I supposed to announce something?
No, anything.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Besides work.
Because we've kind of been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, no, this has worked. No, I just think it's been finding our routine, finding, like, creating goals together and as a team and just to, like, push forward. I think because sometimes you can just kind of, like, blame COVID and blame the old year and just, like, keep living, like, a routine and living the same. But we're like, okay, let's create goals. Let's create a way to execute them. And then just do it. Like, let's keep each other accountable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just been that. And, like, Just continuing to do that. But as far as coffee goes, I think we've been going to Tired Eyes a lot lately, which the baker, he's got to check it out. It's freaking delicious. Dude. Yeah, you've had it, right? The baker?
The baker latte. Iced baker from
Tired Eyes.
It's like, I think it's cinnamon and I can't even tell you what else. Yeah, I know it has cinnamon.
It's called the, like the drink
the
is
baker.
Called
the baker.
Yeah.
What does it have?
Oat milk, cinnamon.
I don't know.
Cold brew, I think?
No, it's not cold brew. It's,
you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold brew. It's have coffee in there.
It has coffee, but I don't know if it, I think it's.
Is it iced?
It's iced. But I'm like, it is so good. Good. Like we finished, like we started getting like, they got a 20 ounce. Yeah. And we've been ordering like 20 ounce and like finishing them like completely. When usually we like, where we leave always like a little bit of coffee everywhere we go.
Yeah, and then at the homie Don't Forget Coffee has donut holes, which is like a good pairing. But you know how they have alternative milks? Mm-hmm. One of the greatest things to happen. Yeah. And because at first I was like, man, that's got to be tough because not everybody drinks alternative milk. So I was like,
what kind of oat do they have?
Oat milk.
Oatly or what?
No, I think they use Minor Figures. Don't they?
Interesting.
I don't know. I couldn't. I don't know.
I think they just. Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm not sure.
I don't know if what they brand it. I don't know if they brand it. What, I don't know.
I forgot what they use. I don't know. But it's that one and it's the almond milk. But one of the greatest things to happen, like where it actually worked out, was because we were walking back to the car after we ordered the drink. And I was like, I forgot to order with oat milk. Because I always order with oat milk because my stomach will get jacked up.
Yeah.
I was like, frick.
And then we always freak out. Like,
and then, and the mini was like, no, because they always do alternative milks.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
The best thing ever.
It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, but it's really super good.
Yeah.
Do they do the drinks by default with oat milk?
I think they do. I think it's with oat milk because, I don't know, unless their almond milk tastes good because I'm not a fan of almond milk.
I think it's oat milk.
But I'm pretty sure it's oat milk.
I think it's default oat milk, though. I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super good.
That's really. I think I'd love it, too, is because we've tried to go there for so long, and every time we wanted to go there, it would be closed.
Yeah.
Or, like, we just could never make it, and we finally went, and now we've that's been, like, our go-to place.
Shout out to Copa and Copa Vida that kept us, when they were open.
Kept us proceeding.
Fed, and then Tired Eyes with coffee beer. Anyways. Yeah. It's kind of, are we good?
Yeah. What other coffee shops have you guys gone to?
We've been going.
Well, today we went to TJ. So
TJ
went for essential purpose only.
Yeah.
We went to go for essential things. But besides that, we went to go get coffee at Electric Coffee Roasters.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That was pretty good. I got cortado. We just shared it.
Yeah.
I have a customer who actually came in today. He lives right in front of Electric.
Really?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, it's a cool spot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many coffee shops in TJ that we want to explore and just like check them all out. Because there's so many good ones. And TJ is coming up, dude.
He said that there's another cool one called Perla Negra.
I think I've heard of them. Aren't they big though? Like big?
I don't know,
but
he was like, you should go check them out.
Mm. We were looking like before we had went, and I was looking at all like the new coffee shops over there, and their branding and like everything they do is so like
who?
Like all the coffee shops over there.
Coffee shops.
Oh, all the coffee shops. Okay. Saying who?
Who? Yeah.
She's like all the coffee shops.
It's just like all. It really is all the coffee shops over there. They do such a good job at like branding and like just giving an experience.
And I think
that's cool.
What we're talking about it because we're like, I think TJ is because even just like not coffee shops, but like restaurants, you know, they have like, I don't know what the politics are to it, but they are more like risk takers in their creative like creativity as far as like branding and like design.
Right.
And like, for example, like the coffee shops, some have like weird design that makes it look fun. Where in the States, you see a lot of, like, clean designs, corporate clean. Looks, but over there, they have, like, very creative and artsy stuff. I think it's
out of the box.
And then even, like, restaurants, though, like, the way they design things. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool the way they're doing their design.
I wonder if it's, I don't know. But I wonder if it's, like, because maybe business here, like, unless it's, like, locally. But even the locally owned ones, they're, a lot of them are pretty corporate-y looking-ish.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my argument was going to say that maybe it's because in TJ it's a lot of like small businesses and they just do whatever they want kind of thing on there.
Yeah.
But I don't
know. Definitely.
That's true. Yeah. That's been pretty dope.
That's cool.
Have you gone?
Oh. Yeah. Besides coffee shops, I think we've been just sticking to like Tired Eyes, Copa.
And lately I've been making a lot of coffee at home.
We've been to Copa a couple
times. Copa's been freaking good.
A couple times.
I heard myself breathing on the mic like.
The Wheezy, remember you? Remember you?
Hey, my Wheezy's gone, bro. It's gone, bro. I've been healed. I'm done. Anyways, Have you been going and getting any coffee? Is that your Starbucks?
My Starbucks. Where have I gone? What's it? I went to Public Square back when they reopened. Oh, it's such a good coffee there. Public Square, they're so cool there. Mm-hmm. Where did I go? I went to another one recently. D-Horse? I went to Copa Vida like multiple times, obviously. What?
D-Horse maybe?
Dark Horse? No, but one of the baristas came in on last week sometime.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so cool. She was saying that they're still like kind of busy.
Wow.
The North Park.
It's because they have other, I think other spots are like residential.
Yeah, and like around their spots is like more businesses there. Mm. You know, so it's like you can go right there and go hang out and walk back.
Yeah.
But yeah, just been chilling.
That's good, man. That's good.
You've been getting more into like brewing at home again.
Yeah. You just have to, yeah, because I think we can talk about that later because we're running on. But we stopped drinking coffee for like a good month and a half or so. Right. I mean, like, stopped drinking coffee like brewing at home.
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, what's going on? But. Yeah, that's been the move with that. And I think that's a good transition to Coffee Crew. Like, what the heck has Coffee Crew been up to? I think, it's been a lot. And I think right now, Coffee Crew, and we'll share with you guys later what's going to happen to Coffee Crew Co. But you guys, it might be some bad news, but we'll say that for later, what's going on with Coffee Crew. But right now, we've just kind of been laying low. There's been a lot of changes, like we said. We started the whole series from the beginning, they were great. I think I loved every single drop we did.
Yeah.
They were a lot of fun and creative. Got to challenge us creatively and challenge us in different ways.
Yeah.
But shout out to Andy. Like, she helped us out with all the design. So make sure you check her out. We have her tagged somewhere on our designs. Yeah. But it's Andy Aladdin.
Yeah.
But yeah, super great artist. And I'm moving on to Coffee Crew Co. Since everybody wants to know, the people have been messaging, I'm just kidding, non-stop. What happened to Coffee Crew Co?
Coming to our houses.
I'm not going to leave any hate mail. No, I'm just kidding. But what the heck happened to Coffee Crew Co? What's going on? What's going to happen to it? And we'll let you guys know
where we're headed
or where we're not headed.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to keep watching the video to find out what's going to happen to Coffee Crew Co. Are we going to sell it?
Keep listening.
Sell the blue bottle.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. No, but before we get to the bad news, let's talk about the good stuff of like Coffee Crew Co. and what happened in 2020. Because I know it was definitely a crazy year, ridiculous year.
Right.
But a lot of good things as far as like Coffee Crew Co. and coffee things that happened. Yeah. Yeah, so I think let's go around the room and share our favorite Coffee Crew Co. moments.
Minnie goes first.
From 2020.
Ooh, from 2020.
The mic is yours.
So 2020 was, I think, one of Coffee.
Why'd you take her water?
Dang.
Mine's fake water, guys.
Wow. Yeah, so 2020 was definitely a huge year. I think it was like, Coffee Crew's biggest year, honestly, because we did so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But my favorite moment for Coffee Crew in 2020, I think, was our coffee. my favorite moment of 2020 for Coffee Crew was, I think it was the Coffee is Better Together series.
Mm.
And
it's perfectly timed design.
Yeah.
And I know, right? Why was it perfectly timed? Explain. Or me to explain.
So have you guys seen I Am Legend? So you know how they get the vaccine?
Oh my god.
2021.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Did you show you something about that? I was like, frick. No, I don't talk about that. But
conspiracy theories.
It was a perfect time. Why was it perfect timing?
Well, we are already planning in February to drop Coffee's Better Together.
And last year, right?
Yeah, last year.
So, like, talk about encourage like community.
Yeah, to encourage community and people getting coffee together. And right when we were planning on dropping in March, it was March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, March. Like the world shut down and we had to quarantine and stay away from each other. Coffee shops were closed. It was like it was kind of the opposite of what we were like trying to encourage. But definitely that that series was cool because we got to meet a lot of guests and just like see where they're headed, like speak to them, and like it kind of like motivated us, and just hearing all their goals and what they're doing. And just seeing how everyone, like, works differently. We got to meet Shepherd's Coffee.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
We got to with Jasmine with Gaines Gang, and
did we start off with interviews and then go to
So the thing was, we were supposed to interview,
right?
And then we couldn't really do it in person much, right. So we did like online.
So we did Jasmine from Gaines Gang mm-hmm. Inc. Shepherd's Coffee.
Nick.
With their friend Ricky, and then we did Nick Castellanos from Global Origins.
Yeah.
And we did Super.
We did Angel.
Super
Angel
Thing from Coffee.
Super Thing Coffee.
Yeah. No, so Super Thing, that's from Creative Juice.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, but no, that's a whole. This goes into everything. It's like everyone we got to connect with.
And then we did.
Shepherd's Coffee was with Creative Juice as well.
Oh, I was thinking about Creative. Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
So who do we have?
So Angel, it was Angel from King Rose King's Coffee. Rose.
King Rose, boy. Yeah.
And then it was Global Origins. It was.
Yeah,
Global Origins, Nick Cassiano.
So we did a lot of that. Yeah. That
which one was your favorite, by the way? Just the series, not like the people.
Oh, we had Hela.
Hela. From Provecho SD.
Yes,
yeah.
Provecho.
Which series was your favorite?
Favorite series?
Or like design?
Design. Ooh. I think Never Stop Brewing. Has been my favorite design. I just love the simplicity of the front and with just a coffee crew co and then the circle in the back.
As far as series as well, you like that one?
No. I think coffee's better together. It's been my favorite series though.
That's cool.
How about you?
Oh, I think.
Oh, wait. We'll talk. I thought, okay.
She said, man.
Oops, never mind. Okay, yeah. Tell me what your favorite is. I forgot we were doing your favorite part of 2020.
Yeah, bro.
That's why. When it's your turn, you can. Okay, it'll be your turn. Tell us your favorite part of 2020, Coffee Crew, and your favorite design. All
right. Favorite part of 2020 was, I think, definitely doing the interviews for the creativity. I think we saw a lot of, like, similarities in the creative wise, like how to step out of.
Yeah, I just remember too. We also did a guy from Candles. The
Tenure.
That one was super
Instagram.
Dope.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, we did Instagram lives with the other people too.
From Third Wave Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like the creative series though was like seeing how many similarities are or within like the creative stuff mm-hmm. and like
the process.
How to avoid burnout and all that stuff. I think it was super cool. Like, How do you start creative mind, especially doing the one with the photos?
Johnny Moments,
dude. That one, I think that one was my favorite too. Like, cause he kind of showed you like you don't need school or background like that to continue that.
Or fancy things,
yeah. So I think definitely like creative one was my favorite, and then design was my favorite too. I think I really like the creative juice. Do you have anything on the back?
It did. It had the big.
Big box.
It had the words.
Oh yeah.
Sympathy create. That one was dope. I think I liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the hardest one for us to like.
Get that one the design. Took a long, that one took a long time.
It was a while.
And it's hard, man. But that one was the one of my favorite.
Yeah.
George. Ooh. For me, I was gonna say the same thing actually. The juice box is probably my favorite design.
We just did three, right?
We did three.
Oh, the
Cobra
one.
We did a Cobra.
About that one.
Cobra with the crew.
That one was sick design though.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
We did like
four
drops. We did four.
Yeah.
Right.
Designs.
Yeah. The Cobra one was sick too.
That one was sick.
I think the juice box was probably my favorite design, but
juice box.
Like the little juice box, but I think the Never Stop Brewing was still my favorite too.
Yeah.
For sure. It was like the OG classic one.
That we did a lot of content for that one. Yeah. It's on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And I think that one was exciting, too, because it was our first drop.
Yeah.
So it was like...
We're nervous. We're like, oh, I...
Yeah. We're like, is anyone going to like it? And we got such a good response.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And how'd you bring it up, Johnny? Like, that interview, that's probably... I mean, not to bag on everybody else. I'm not bagging on anybody else.
No, but
everybody
else did like, great, too. That's what I'm saying. There were similarities.
They were all... Mm-hmm. But just, like, hearing his process. And, like, just the fact... Because obviously, we know him, and I know that he's into music and guitar.
All right.
We just get to nerd out, and like, it's always cool talking to that guy.
Just go back and listen to us.
Yeah. But, my favorite parts, I think it was such a great learning experience as far as like, you know, like all the things that go into it. And then also, I think it was so crazy. Like, I'm so, like, not to pat us on the back, but. To not surprised, but I'm proud that we stuck to it and it was a lot of hard work and we did a bunch of hard work and obviously it's not crazy money or anything like that, you know, like this is, we do this because we love it and we have fun with it.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that we were able to get, that we had the chance to do it. And it's crazy to think how many cool people we got to talk to,
and talk to
interact with and to meet all of last year. I mean, it's crazy just to think now, looking back at it, like how many different people we met. Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I remember, like, thinking back right now about the Creative Juice series, like, being on the, like, in the interview, like, with the, on the podcast with them, and, like, kind of, like, freaking out, like, what the heck, like, because it's, like, sometimes you think, like, your creative process or, like, these, like, creative blocks you get is, like, just you, but then you realize, like, everybody goes through the same exact thing you, like, are feeling, and, like, your burnout and all that kind of stuff, and you realize, like, oh, what the heck, this is normal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was cool hearing everybody's way of, like, being creative.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it was definitely, like, a hard year overall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, different roadblocks that we had to go around and trying to figure things out. Like, we didn't want to bring out designs if people were struggling financially.
Right.
So it was definitely, like, a lot of us, like, having to redesign and rethink things, whatever.
Work
so,
around the COVID.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, us three, too, we're all three separate. Like, we have a lot in common, us three.
Yeah.
But we all have, like, three different separate styles, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to, like, the designs, two of us could, like, be in love with it, and one of us would be, like, and I'm usually the one that would be, like,
yeah.
Like, George and Lola would be, like, that'll freaking out. Like, oh, so, yeah, we love it. And I'd have to be, like, the one, like, oh, you know, I think it could be better.
Yeah.
And I think that part was kind of hard to get used to, too, because we wanted, like, to kind of, like, we're getting a little annoyed with each other at that
time
point.
Time for them, like, just get it done.
Like, yeah, it's good enough, you know, but.
Yeah, I need it yesterday.
And I think we worked hard to, like, not just throwing anything out there, that we worked hard and we're proud of everything we put out.
Right. Shout out to Annie Haladin.
For dealing
with she helps us out with a lot of the theme of all of them. We did the designs for the coffee cure, so she puts up a lot of those too. So shout out to Andy.
Forth,
But I think to ask you his question, I think kind of wrapping things up a little bit. I think next time we chat, we can talk about 2021 goals.
Yeah.
2021 vision.
Mm-hmm.
So
vision board.
So you can start talking about our goals for Coffee Crew, our personal ones, and then maybe even share some of you guys' goals. We'll do a little poll, a little questionnaire on the gram, and see where you guys are at. But I think Coffee Crew Co., what's gonna happen? I'll tell you what's gonna happen.
Sip the tea.
No, I'm gonna smash it. No, but
sip the invisible tea.
Invisible water.
So we're gonna. You guys are gonna. So is Coffee Crew done? Tell them, Minnie.
It's a question because why are we saying this to you guys? Because if you guys just go on our Instagram page, we've been like MIA for a long time. We haven't really been connecting because like the end of the year last year was kind of like everywhere for us, and so it kind of seems like, where is Coffee Crew? Like, what the heck? They haven't posted anything.
Fading out.
Like, we're fading out. Like, we don't exist anymore. Mm. But basically, where Coffee Crew is.
So to answer your question, guys.
Unfortunately.
Is Coffee Crew done?
Is the answer done?
You know what I'm saying?
I really do. Do you want me to say it?
I'm not gonna say it. I'm just thinking about it.
I'm just thinking about it. Okay. So you guys, this is the truth, and it's like hard to say, but Coffee Crew isn't going anywhere. I don't know.
No, yeah, guys, we're gonna continue to do this. We actually have and we touched on some of the subjects for our next series, but we're gonna continue with the series. I just think we have a lot of fun to because it's not just all about coffee. I mean, it's all about coffee. We're Coffee Crew Co., but also we want to talk about things and do series that are similar to Coffee's Better Together, that have meaning. Mm-hmm. Right. Coffee's Better Together, community, staying close. Right. Being there for each other. Yep. And then we have like Creative Juice, being creative, stuff like that. We have the Never Stop Brewing, which is about brewing, but it's in a sense it's also about continuing to work hard, never give up, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then we have Cobra with the Crew, now which is a fun design. that was the same thing as similar to the Coffee's Better Together. But kind of to just wrap things up, summarize things, like, we don't want to just do a design just because we think they're cool or stuff like that, which nothing wrong with that there. My thing for us, like, we are passionate about coffee, but we're also passionate about, like, the hustle, and passionate about our passions and certain things that kind of all get squished to compress into Coffee Crew Co. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be dropping a new series. I'm not going to say a date yet because we want to really perfect these next series that we're going to come up with. Mm-hmm. And just for you guys to enjoy. And I think you guys are going to love it. And are definitely going to, what's the word? Kind of like
connect.
You're gonna connect with this vibe. Relate. You're definitely gonna vibe with this one. You're definitely gonna relate to this next series. So, it's gonna kind of tell.
They said connect, vibe, relate.
Everything. Yeah. So I think you guys are gonna relate definitely to this next series, mm-hmm. and you're gonna see kind of like our process from 2020, and hopefully you guys will relate to this and then maybe learn something with us, grow with us. So
yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Hang with us.
Hang with us.
Chill.
So, guys.
Quarantine with us.
We're going to be more active on the gram. So, make sure you guys are following us at Coffee Crew Co.
We're back.
We are back. check us out on the YouTube where we'll probably upload some clips on there, too.
Yeah.
And then, what else we got? That's it. Just keep your eyes out, guys. Make sure you turn on notifications on the Instagram.
Wear double masks.
Double gloves. Check out the podcast as well.
Don't forget your goggles.
Yeah, and share this stuff with your homies and stuff like that. But that's pretty much it, guys. So we'll see you guys when we see you guys.
We're excited for 2020.
I appreciate you.
This is a year of no I was given. I'll see you when I see you. No, just playing.
And we appreciate everyone who supported us in 2020 and even shared our post about our drops or was able to purchase anything thank you for supporting us and thank you for even watching this listening to this podcast after we've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we appreciate it.
Anybody who's been asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. And I think I'm going to even go ahead and throw out there that if you guys share this podcast, show us that you're listening, we're going to pick somebody to buy you guys coffee on us, on George. Yeah.
On George.
We're going to buy you guys coffee. So if you guys share this podcast on your story, we're going to enter you guys into buying you guys coffee. So I'm pretty sure anybody that does it, we're going to buy it. So coffee on us, guys. So let's do it. See you guys later. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. See you next time. Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.